the importance of the signs and symbols. The liturgy is enriched with signs and symbols, but all these signs and symbols are not separate entities. They merge with each other and become one. It is in the design of the divine scheme that we use signs. This is what we come across in incarnation. The invisible God became man to reveal his love. Jesus instituted the church so that man may experience the fruits of salvation secured by him. He also instituted the sacraments in his church for the attainment of salvation. Following this example of Jesus, the church instituted signs in liturgy. We must accept these signs and understand the realities signified through them. We must believe that we can obtain the grace of God as symbolized through the signs. If you want to participate actively in the Holy Qurbana, we must understand the meaning of the signs and symbols, giving due importance to the realities indicated through them. The intensity of our experience in the adoration of God and the consequent result will, no doubt, depend upon our awareness of the signs and our faith in them.